Nisham Aleichem, sweetest friends, the Shir should be a special for our morning rest, Shikhli Nishmas, Marcia Sebastian, Conversum, Rasal Hanus of Mayor Zev, Hai Heb Fega Bas Michal Gisbas, Varnus of Hanu Yosin Khan Ben Sivia, Shai Ben Leia, Hashem Basar Chai, Rabin of Leo Ben Lipsha, Rabin David Ben Nazar Liba, our Baruch Hart Ben Sarah Tzipar, Rutz Victor Bas Tila Rabido, Hai Heb Fega Bas Michal Gisbasia, Esther Tehila Basari, Tzibor Matin Ben Sarah Chai, Yitzchok Ben Esther Rivka, Dina Baruch Bas Esther Adas of Mayor Ben Aliza, and all the other Yidden who are in need of Yeshua, which basically includes all of us. In any event, sweet friends, we are continuing our study of the Agados of Masechet Shabbos, Shagavaldik. We are in the second parak of the Flamed Beis, the lave of the Masechta, the Flamed Beis. Zokti Gemara, Adam Yosei Lashuki, Yidome Be'enav Kemishin Emsal L'Sal Diot. When a person goes out to the Shuk, when a person goes out to the marketplace, when a person goes to Midtown Manhattan, he should consider himself as somebody who's been handed over to a soldier. What does that mean? Rashi says, Mitzurin Sham Bali Merivo Bali Din Nachum Yisraelim. There are people who are fighting, their quarrels between Goyim and Jews. Commissionim so the Saudi of Rashi, Lalichov Nea Shofet. You're given over to the soldier to be given over to the judge. As you're going to a dangerous place over here when you're going to the Shuk, when you're going to the street, when you're going out to Midtown Manhattan, you better be careful, Rabbi say. That's what the Gemara is telling us. And now we are going to see Perush Maran Rav, even going through the Siyata Dishmaya. The Rav is just mamish, not shaykh. Not shaykh, Rabbi say. What am I supposed to say? Masbir Rav, Achayim hem pkudim b'faneinu b'ofe, b'gimatam atzmam b'ochicha ot reishvav, alayhem shem tzichim tikun v'shem achshol karov lehem. Life in our present existence is pogum, is blemished. And this pegima proves that it requires, this blemish proves that it needs a tikkun, and that we are close to stumbling. And that's all because of sin, because man sinned. And we are close to corrupting our ways much, in a great way. And therefore, a person needs Yisurin. And even more so, in all the order of Yisurin, of pain, of difficulty, that come from the order of life that is corrupted and is similar to a battlefield. It is like you are on a battlefield. You are given over to the soldier. Life is, there used to be a song, love is a battlefield. But this is, life is a battlefield. So you have to know, you're going out to the street, it's a battle. And it's not pretty. Unlike the spiritual requirement from the godly soul, which wants a life of spirituality, of the light of God, filled with yosher, filled with honesty. What about the shuk? Is the shuk filled with yosher? You could just trust people blind? I wouldn't. Don't try this at home, sweet friends. I wouldn't. Hayitziyah l'shuk shesham l'chemet ha'chaim soreret v'melo uza. Going out to the shuk, where you have the war of life, which is in full force. Im kol nechaleh mirmoteh gasuta ufachazuta, with all of its falsehood and crudeness and crassness. Hachrer shel hayitziyah l'shuk. So that's life. That's yitziyah l'shuk. Yitziyah l'shuk. Shuk is a dangerous place. There's a lot of dishonesty. There's a lot of impurity. Not everybody's going out to this, you know, when you're, again, you're in Midtown Manhattan. Not everybody's there thinking, I'm here to do the will of the Borei Olam. All I want to do is serve Hashem. And that's why I'm here. And that's why I'm making a living. So I can raise a beautiful, holy family devoted to Avodas Hashem. And I am here, L'shem Yichud Kutche Brichu Shchinte. L'yachet Shem Yud, and then a hey with a vav, and then a hey. Is that why? Is that what people are saying before they go out to work? Not quite. So it's a dog-eat-dog world out there. And that's Machrechat Adam Neshtatef Machrechat Alochamim, Shisham Nishmat Adam Mitpaleshet Be'afar V'Naset Mirmas L'Raglei Amidot HaRaot HaSholtot V'Chot Hotzateihem. You're going out to the street. This is mamish like a manifesto for people who go to work. You're going out to the working world, and all the bad midas are out there. And all the outcomes, remember, they're bad midas, and then they're totsa'otehem, which means a lot of bad things come out of bad midas. In other words, there's kaas, and what does kaas do? Kaas brings to cheating, and kaas brings to hurting others, and kaas brings to not thinking before one acts, and kaas brings to, that's what's a mid of kaas, it was a mid of gaiva. Gaiva also brings to bad things. All midas also have their totsa'os. And that's what's happening in the marketplace. That's what's happening in Midtown Manhattan. That's because man is sinful. That's why he's in that state of life. It's like he was given over to the soldier. He's at war. Since he knows that the marketplace, commerce, Wall Street, has the impact of the sin of man, to know that it's a dangerous place, and then you won't fall too much. And you will be guarded from being captured when you are walking in front of God in the land of the living. That's the place of shvakim. As the Gemara says, Eretz Yisachayim is the place of shvakim. So that's what one has to do. One has to make sure that he is with God. He is living. He is alive when he goes to the shuk. When he goes to work, he has to stay with God. But you have to realize that it's a dangerous place. It's a battlefield out there. And don't just go in, you know, being all innocent. Oh, I'm coming from yeshiva. I just spent 7 years learning in Brisk and Torah V'Das. And now I'm going to become a lawyer in downtown Manhattan. So I'm sure everybody here is mamish can be makbid on every Shavu'ot Pruta. That every Shavu'ot Pruta is a mamish holy and you're not allowed to be dishonest in any way. All right, don't be so naive, sweet friends. Don't be so naive. So that's Gevaldik. And once you know that this is a dangerous place, you'll be careful and you'll stay with God. Mamshicha Gemara Akdosha Veomeret. Chosh Beroishoi, Yedon Aben HaKmish and Snow Bekoila. If his head hurt, he should consider as if they placed him in a chain around his neck. Ma Kavanat HaGemara Rashi Omer Chashisha Baam HaMichush Kal. It's a slight pain. Netanu Bekoila, they put him in a chain. Rashi, have a Yosef mission of Sardiot. It's worse than being given over to the soldier. It's even more dangerous. Hachesronot haklalim omer harav hakolim et kol amin enoshik shadam margisham er shenatu bechalam hem ochot ne'amanot. Aroshem chet. Al hachana le'ara sheyesh benafsho b'chalam min ha'enoshi, asher al kenu tzarich liyot gam hu nimsar lemeruk shel ol derech eretz hakasha, hamoil leshaker avon v'mi shenoteh lo b'tiv'o. The general chesronos of humankind, when a person feels them, how he is in them, they are faithful proofs on the impact of sin, on the preparation for evil that is in the soul of mankind. And therefore, he needs to be given over to the purity of having a yoke and having to work and having to make a living, which is effective in making him forget sin for someone who is inclined to it in his nature. Remember, the Torah has a realistic view of man. Man is inclined towards sin. Man is inclined towards good. Man is the Yetzer Tov. Man is the Yetzer Ra. Ki Yetzer Lev Adam Ra Minu Rav. We have to know, we can't forget the Yetzer Ra. So what did God give us? God gave us a gift. What's that gift called? It's called working. It says in the Mishnah Novice that a person should have Torah and Derech Eretz. Why? Shigiyas Shnei Mishkachas Avon. That both of them will make you forget sin. That's what the Rav is talking about over here. That we have to work in order to make us forget sin. Because otherwise, we don't work. It's dangerous what we're going to do in our free time. When a person, so that's in general. In general, a person that with the chesron is called them in the minyan oishi, and that requires us to go to work. That requires us to have the ol of derech eretz. But let's say somebody has a specific yisur. So that shows that he has a specific chisaron. שהוא איננו כבר בתור הכנה ונטייה בלבד, כי אם בתור חטא שכבר יצא לפועל, so פיה זה חיסרון פרטי, פיה זה איסור עם פרטי, פיה זה specific pain, that shows that he has a specific chisaron. That shows that he has a specific inadequacy. And that's why the Yisurim are coming. So it's not just a hachana. It's not just an atiyah. It's not just that man is inclined towards sin. But rather, this sin has already been actualized. Sheshchit nafsho bofen kazeh, שיחרח למת את חילה ועוזר שימוש בכוחותיה בכל מלואה. That man has corrupted his ways in aza fal and aza oifen, in such a way that there was a necessity to weaken his strength and the power of his ability to use his kochos in all of their fullness. In other words, when a person has Yisurim, it's a sign from God, could very well be, it is a sign from God that he hasn't been using his kochos properly, and therefore it is dangerous to give him full usage of his kochos. הלכן הוא חש בראשו, therefore he is a headache. והנה הוא אסור בלא יוכל להשתמש כוחות הרוחניים החומרים שלו בכל צדדיהם. And he is bound from being able to use his spiritual and physical powers in all of their sides. הוא כבר עוד לקלקול שכבר יצא לפועל. It is a sign of a corruption that has already been actualized. עד שצריך איזה מעצור מהתפרטות כוחותיו בהרחבה. Until he needs something stopping the specification of his kochos in all of their expansiveness. There is a kilkul that has been actualized, and therefore he cannot use his kochos with all of their fullness. And that's why God gives him this headache. Shem tovim me'od l'mishu tzadik v'yashar. This is great. If somebody is a tzadik and yashish, kol ma sheyitpashtu kochot ha'poalim shelo. B'mu'am yosif tzedek u'meisharim. Somebody who is a tzadik and a yashar, so the more his kochos are expanded, the more he will add goodness to the belt. Ve'enam tovim l'mishu v'asar. But they're not good when somebody is away from the path of goodness, right? You take Osama bin Laden, Yimach Shemo, a guy like that, the best thing that for him to have is like serious COVID. The guy had it, Baruch Hashem, for like 2 weeks, Baruch, but for the first 2 days or so, it was mamish, like, you know, can't move. Just they couldn't move. Right? Just, wow. It was horrible. Just had headaches, and I was sweating, I was coughing, to daven, I could just barely stand up and hold on to the shtender, so I don't have, you know, so I have the koach even to stand. So that's a perfect thing to happen for people who are going to destroy the world. People want to destroy the world. That's what they should have. So that's what God does sometimes. He gives somebody these illnesses so that they don't have the kochos to do all the bad that they want to do. That's like a chain that you put a criminal in, because it holds him back. That's why the Gemara gives this mashal of somebody who's chash barosha is like put in chains, because criminals put in chains, because this person has criminal intentions. And he's already actualized them to some extent, and therefore he needs this headache to keep him, to check him, to keep him at bay, as it will. And that's what David HaMelech prays to God. David HaMelech says, I am the servant, the son of your maidservant. Open up my chains, open up my shackles. In other words, I want to have the full keches. I want to have the full keches to be able to serve you. So that's a good pasuk to say. A good, you know, skula, looking for skulas. Here you have it, a pasuk in Tehillim, a shtaka pasuk in Tehillim. I don't know if you're allowed to use it. The Rambam says that Torah is not refuah. But in the schus of believing in this pasuk, we are God's servant. And therefore, open up my chains, open up my shackles. Give me my full keches that I can serve you. If somebody's not feeling well, be able to say that and ask Hashem for his full keches. Okay, super gewaldig. We get weiter. Ola lemita, v'nofa yedoyme be'enov, k'misha lo legadim lidoyim. Shka lo legadim lidoyim, y'mesh lo prakritim v'doylem nitzol. V'im lav, enoy nitzol. If he climbed into bed and fell ill, he should consider himself as if they took him up to the gallows to be judged. As with regard to anybody who goes up to the gallows to be judged, if he had his great advocates, he is spared. That's prakritim, great advocates. If he has great advocates, he is spared. And if not, he is not spared. And with regard to divine judgment, these are a person's advocates, repents and good deeds. Okay, gevaldik. It's amazing how we got to this over the, as we are in the 10 days of Teshuvah. 10 days of Teshuvah. Gevaldik, gevaldik. Namish kishmak. Okay. Mayer Rabbeisai. Let's see what the Rav explains. And these oil lagardim, when somebody goes up to the gallows to be judged, calls man. So as long as a person has not been stopped from being involved in communal matters, but rather he just doesn't have the expansive that he had before. So it has not yet been clarified that the corruption has been so much part of his soul that it overcame his teva. Because as long as he cannot receive in the present state the harchavas, or rather, all it shows is that he can't live life to its fullest right now. But he's still involved in society. He's still involved in chayim mishutafim. Im kein ben hakel yeshuv l'tehel tziruav, yekabat kochem v'taratam. So he can purify his narrative, the way he looks at the world, his attitude, and then he can receive the power of life in all of its purity. Ha'efsekam avdeol ha'ra mikol b'nei gilo. But what stops him, what separates him from everybody like him, he went up to the bed and he fell. And that's already gefährlich. Rashi writes, "Ala lamita shechala harbe shetzarach lahaloso lipo lamishkal." It's a mudna lashon. He got so sick that you have to bring him up to fall into bed. Kvar tzarich laakir bo yad Hashem. Kibala midazor shetzem mitziyuto yichola liot mazeket. So this mamash separates him from all of society. Now he's in bed. It's not just he has a headache, right? He's not his usual self, but this guy's mamash in bed. Okay, this is serious stuff. This guy's mamash in bed. And he's separated from the world. All right, today you have the internet and things like that. So a person can TikTok and he can Instagram and he can Facebook and he can all these Narish Zachen. He can do them even from bed. He can still communicate with the world. But in the olden days, he's in bed. He's separate from the whole world. And they didn't even have telephones until like 1,500 years ago, right? So that's this guy's matzav. And he's coming from Hashem. Hashem says, you are such a danger to society that I'm putting you in bed. That could be the reason why he's there. אם כן, זכות הקיום קיימת ונכונה לפניו, אין השאלה באה כי היא מהדרך הרחבה של כוחות החיים והמלואותם. אבל ההפסד העצמי, שיוכל לבוא למידה הזו שהפסד המגיע לעולם ממנו יהיה יותר על הרווח, מפני שהפסיד עצם טבע נפשו, הוא צריך להמציא לו מסעדים נכונים על ידי תגבורת כוח עצמי פנימי שיתרומם מעל לאותה התאמצות המזויפת, שכנו על ידי התפשרו בדרכים רעים. עלה למיטה ונפל יהיה בדומה בעיניו כמי שעלה לגרדן לדון. עלייה לגרדן ממוררת השאלה על המציאות בכללה, אם אינה דבר מפסיד על הכלל. וכשאדם בא לידי השחתה כזאת, אין לו ערך כל כך לפי מעמד הנפש, לשם איזו מטרה להתקיים ולעמוד. אמנם לא רק לפי טבע הנפש, כפי מה שהיא נמצאת בו בהווה, יסוף והמשפט, כי אם גם לפי אותה מידה של אפשרות ההתגברות לקנות טבע שני, לב חדש ורוח נכון. אלו הם הפרקליטים הגדולים, הברושם פעולותיהם על טבע הנפש, שכשישנם הוא ניצול. So to translate the Rav's words into Spanish, a person who just has a headache, so he still has his good parts. His teva hanefesh hasn't been nishchas, has not yet been corrupted. So mela, since teva hanefesh hasn't been corrupted, so all he has to do is turn himself towards the good. Normally, you just need a nitiyah be'alma. You just need to incline it towards good, towards chesed, towards chus. Because this person isn't yet so bad. He hasn't been corrupted so much. Such a person just needs a headache. And he doesn't mamish need praklitim, which we're going to explain what that means soon. But for him, he should just realize that God is limiting him because of the fact that his sin has been actualized, and therefore he should fix himself, and he can fix himself, and he doesn't need such a schus, such a chesed, in order to save him, because he's more or less a beseder guy. He's more or less already sinned, but there's hope for such a person. He still has his good points. Now we're talking about somebody who, this guy was Noifel Mishkar, so this person, mamish, was Makalkel Etzem HaNefesh. So that's not just an inclination towards evil or slightly doing evil, but that's mamish, a corruption of the essence of his soul, of the foundation of his soul. So therefore, for him, you need something really, really powerful to save him. And that's what it means. They brought him to the Gardom. What's the Gardom? They brought him to the gallows. In other words, should this person bechlal exist? This person that is so dangerous to society. The question is, should he exist? So, how are we going to judge him? We're going to judge him. Can he turn himself around? Can he make being good his second nature? So, what does he need for that? He needs praklitim gedolim. What are praklitim gedolim? Praklitim gedolim are great advocates. What are these great advocates? That they can impact his soul to change him, and in that merit, he will be saved. Those are the praklitim gedolim. The praklitim gedolim are great in their impact on the nature of his soul that they can save him. Because this guy has been so corrupted, he needs not just praklitim, but praklitim gedolim, that they can save him. They can elevate him. They can change him. They can make good his second nature. And who are these praklitim shaladam? Who are these advocates? Tshuvu ma'isim tovim, that's what's going to save you. Shereid adam imalato at kidei shkitu te'atzim teva nafsho, at shem yad el chanin baruch hu avach haman, uchach v'machov, v'machov ha'mishkavo, uchach v'machov ha'mishkavo, uchach, הדבר המביא אליו את ברכת החיים היא השבת אור השם לטבע נפשו שהיא התשובה. When a person goes down from his mila to the point of corruption, of the very foundation, the nature of his soul, right, that's the guy we're talking about now. This guy's all a mitav enough that he was mekalkel, he destroyed etzem teva nefesh. He really went low, low, low. Until immediately, God, the merciful God, gave him pain such that he is lying in bed. The thing that is going to bring him the blessing of life is the restoration of the light of God to the nature of his soul, which is teshuvah. Shachar shenit atzma ha-ra'a b'fo'al, tzicha hi lezrat ma'asim tovim. And after evil has connected to itself to him so powerfully, he needs the help of good deeds, not only ideas, not only attitudes, not only hashkafas, not only musar shmuzim, v'ki ma'asim b'fo'al l'tova l'kdusha, hem yozrim l'koach ha'tshuva tzilit. So he needs ma'asim b'fo'al for Torah, for Kedusha, and that is what's going to help this person do tshuva. And here the Rav says, and also the Ma'asim Tovim did in the past, that their impact is mischazek when he does this internal tshuva. And also the Ma'asim Tovim that he's doing now, that strengthened the impact of the tshuva, to bring back the holy nature of the soul. So in other words, what does a person need when he's in dire straits like this, when he went so low, that Ushchat Teva Nafsho, but he needs it's Tshuvin Ma'isim Tovim. He needs Tshuva, all the things the Rambam says about Tshuva, and together with that Ma'isim Tovim, which are are going to strengthen his tshuva, because we live in a world of action, a world of deed, not just a world of creed, a world of deed. And therefore he needs to do these good deeds in order to be mechazik his tshuva. Both the good deeds he did in the past is mechazik his tshuva. The tshuva arouses those good deeds, the roshem, the impact. And in the present, he's doing tshuva in the present, and he needs the good deeds in the present, which will empower his tshuva to bring back the nature of the soul. Continues the Gemara HaKadosha. And even Vafil Shamios Physician Detesha Malamdim Olav Choiva Vechad Malamid Olav Schus Nitza. And even if there are 999 asserting his guilt and only one asserting his innocence, he is spared. As it is stated, a pasuk in Job. Nimyesh Olav Malach Melitz Echad Mini Elef. If there be for him an angel, an advocate, one among a thousand, to vouch for a man's uprightness, then he is gracious unto him, and says, deliver him from going down to the pit. I have found a ransom. That's a pasuk, a verse in Job, chapter 33, verses 23 and 24. But thus the son of Yosef clearly explains, even if there are 999 portions within that same angel accusing him, even in that same malach, it's 999 l'choiva for guilt and one for innocence, he's still spared. So, the question is, before we get to Rabbi Elazar ben Osher Yitzchak Lili, just what the Gemara says first is that if it's 999 against one, the one wins. Why is that? Why is that fair? Why is that fair that one good advocate should beat 999 bad ones? Anything that brings to'elas can't be lost, even though there are bad things that come along with it. And that's the same mida tov and mida peranis, that the good things are the tachlis of the metzius, and therefore they remain forever. And the bad things are eventually going to dissipate like smoke. And therefore, even though there are many tzadim of hefsed, if there's one tzad that can bring a tikkun, that is going to win. Because the tikkun will remain forever, and the kilkulin will be fixed over time. Why does one beat 1,000? You know why? One beats 1,000 because what is good, one positive trait, one praklit, one positive advocate, that's going to be forever. And therefore, that can bring 999. Which, yes, this person votes a 999 against them, but those are only temporary. Those are going to ultimately dissipate with smoke. Those are ultimately going to go away. And those you're left with is the good, because the good remains forever, and the bad doesn't. And therefore, if you have one against 999, the one wins. This was awesome, Rabbi Say. And we still have, of course, many, 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 many more thousands put together to go in this series. God should help us. And many more thousands, certainly many more hundreds, and it was amazing. Mamish, the profundity of Divrei Arav is just astounding. So Baruch Hashem, shezachinu lechach, and we will be zeicha beotzot Hashem darkeinu lamshich the pama ba'ah. Shalom, shalom, ahuvah, yididai, moray, rabotai.